This is program number LW2741. Now, let me tell you today about a man by the name of Bernard Nathanson. Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Hi, this is Larry West. He's recognized as one of the world's leading authorities on prenatal medicine. He was one of the co-founders of an organization that was able to get New York to legalize abortion back in 1970. And as a result, for about 2 years, Dr. Nathanson ran what was probably the largest abortion clinic in the world. Dr. Nathanson shocked the world. He said he changed his mind. These are his words. Abortion involves the taking of human life, termination, human death. I hope that you understood what I just told you. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, once one of the most militant figures in the campaign for abortion, co-founder of the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws, which was designated to make abortion legal, has made a 180-degree turn. He changed his mind. And now he insists that abortion is the taking of human life. John Reese, a news reporter, interviewed Dr. Nathanson. Question, Dr. Nathanson, 15 years ago you were a very vocal advocate of abortion. What changed your mind? Answer, the dramatic advance of scientific knowledge. I have spent years of work in the study of the human fetus. Question, what has your research shown you? Answer, it has pointed up in vivid terms the humanity of this fetus. We can see it during development. We can sample its blood and urine. We can listen to its heart. We can record its sleep cycles and determine that it feels pain and distinguishes between sounds. We know that it breathes and urinates and so on. It has brain waves and probably thinks. It has some degree of consciousness, even from the very beginning. In the face of such scientific evidence, Dr. Nathanson says, I was forced to reconsider my previous stand on the issue of abortion. Then here's something the interviewer, a few years ago when he did the interviewing, asked Dr. Nathanson that I think you might find interesting. He asked, are your opinions based strictly on science? And here's what Dr. Nathanson said. I have no religious views and never have had. All of my opinions result from a secular, scientific point of view. You know, according to the courts of our land, a fetus does not become a person until several weeks after it has been conceived. Only after it has developed to a certain degree and has grown do they call it a person. But here's what Dr. Nathanson says. He says, here in New York, we have kept alive a baby weighing 350 grams. That's less than 1 pound. This baby is now flourishing, he says, and in fact has left the nursery and is at home with its parents. Dr. Nathanson says, I tell you that abortion involves the taking of human life, termination, human death. We are killing protectable life. Dr. Nathanson has written a book, but there are apparently some who are trying to suppress it. The reason is obvious. Dr. Nathanson says, if it, talking about the book, can be kept out of the bookstores, this will ensure that its circulation is low. He says, there has been an attempt to do that. The title of the book now is Aborting America. It's published by Doubleday. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I want to ask you to do something. Whether you stand for or against abortion, at least take a look at the facts, at the scientific facts, made available by one of the top experts in the world of prenatal life. Go to your bookstore and ask them to order from Doubleday Dr. Bernard Nathanson's book, Aborting America. It might by now even be in your local library. Aborting America by Dr. Bernard Nathanson. It's amazing that in the Bible, time after time, it's God who says that a pregnant woman is with child, not with fetus, with child. If I can help, write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.